This is Day Words. Today I want to challenge you to just do it. You've all heard the old saying, never put off until tomorrow what you can do today. Our article today is a call to stop procrastinating. It is based on a Bible story. I titled it, One More Night with the Frogs. Every event in the story of the 10 plagues is fascinating, but I am especially taken with the second plague. In the second plague, God brought frogs upon the land. They were everywhere. Open the door, and there they were. Turn down the blanket, and there are frogs. Take down a dish, and what did you find inside? Frogs. Frogs, frogs, frogs. It seems like a harmless and even humorous plague, but it is not. Finally, the Pharaoh had enough and asked Moses to take away the frogs. Moses asked him a rather odd question. When do you want me to take away the frogs? If that is an odd question, then the Pharaoh's answer is completely bizarre. He answered, tomorrow. Exodus 8:10. Tomorrow? Wow. I know what my answer would have been right now. I'm done with frogs. Take them away now. Why did he want one more night with the frogs? Maybe he wanted one more night to see if the frogs would just go away on their own. Maybe the answer is, that's just how people are. People want to put off everything until tomorrow. In Luke chapter 9, Jesus confronted some other tomorrow people. Follow me, he challenged, but they began pleading for tomorrow. First, let me go and bury my father. He challenged a second man who responded, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family. Every time Jesus called someone, they would say, yes, but first. They all had excuses to allow themselves to wait until tomorrow. Everyone plans to do wonderful things tomorrow, but not today. Read Luke 9:57 through 62, and you will see that Jesus had warning words for those who procrastinate. That warning still rings today. The problem with the lure of tomorrow is that there is no guarantee that any of us will have tomorrow. We must live each day and do the good we can without counting on tomorrow. Whatever it is you need to do, do not try to have one more night with the frogs. Just do it. I'm Lonnie Davis. Today's heart word is Luke 12 and verse 20. God said to him, you fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? Here's a little note on this. He was not a fool, this rich farmer, because he had a lot. He was a fool because he thought he had tomorrow all figured out. When God says, we don't know what tomorrow is.